Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Benin is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books, including the one that she wrote for Introverts, Stop Pushing Me Around. If you're shy, you're going to love that book. She's also written a number of books on helping people like you and me, especially independent contractors, do their marketing, get their marketing going, and that's what she does for a living. She helps people do that. She's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here. Happy New Year.
You too. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
That's right.
So, okay, when we think about marketing for 2015, the things that we want to do, how should we frame them? Is it a plan or is it goals? Is it resolutions? How should we think about it?
I don't think about it as resolutions per se.
Yeah.
I definitely think about goals, but I think there's so many different types of goals, and I think people can get confused. So that leads me to the word focus. That whether it's goals or target markets or marketing tools, the word focus or the need to focus applies across the board.
So how do I establish a goal, and how do I know what to focus on?
Well, that is a process, a thinking process that you have to go through and decide. And that's the part I think everybody skips over.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to Jeff Zabar in the previous hour. We were talking about resolutions or goals or whatever. And I said, you know, I wonder if maybe the best way to look at this year is not so much saying this is what I want to do as much as looking back on 2014 and say, I didn't like how that turned out. I know what I don't want. How do I not do that next year?
So improving on processes and doing better. Basically.
Well, because what I want is something that I haven't done yet, apparently. But what I don't want is something I actually have done. I mean, I've actually accomplished what I don't want. It's not a dream. It's not a unicorn. It's really a reality. And so my point is, I know what got me to that point. Is that a good place to start and to say, okay, this is how I messed up last year. What caused me to do that, and how do I fix that? What do you think?
I do like that idea because it really focuses, if you will, your attention on doing better than you have done before, and that's certainly something we have control over.
And I don't want it to sound like I'm saying focus on the negative, because that's not what we're doing, but it's focus on the reality, right? Focus on real.
Yeah, so maybe we should give an example or two to see how this would work. I mean, one of the things that comes to mind, you asked, how do we decide who to focus on?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you look at where you tried to focus last year and assess whether or not that works. Did that market respond positively?
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any activity? Have you put enough effort into that market?
And one of the things I think that would be pretty easy to quantify in terms of activity and performance would be social media. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know about that, Jim. What do you mean?
I know you and I are both healthy skeptics and heretics when it comes to social media. But my point is, I think your social media definitely needs to be part of your mix for marketing for the new year. I think it should be. I think you agree with me about that. But my point is some people still aren't doing any of it. I mean, I know them. I've talked to them. They're still not doing any of it, and they don't understand why their sales are going down. And it's not that everybody that they're going to do business with in 2015, they'll find on social media, but an increasing amount will be.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. Actually, what you're making me think of now is a client I was talking to the other day who was asking me where should they invest their marketing spend. And I was thinking about the two options.
Their budget.
Yes, their budget.
Mm-hmm.
The two options that most people seem to think of is, you know, put money into our marketing tools, or put money into marketing activities that bring me into contact with people.
Some kind of media exposure.
Or event, you know, something that will actually get you into contact
right,
with people.
Right,
right. It seems like
either face-to-face or the proxy of an ad or something like that.
Or even buying a list or subscribing to access
right,
to
right.
a list.
How did, what did you, all right, how did, all right oh, great one, what did you say to them?
I said the latter is definitely where you want to invest your money. Too many people...
So what's
know,
the, remind us what the latter was.
Okay, so the latter is getting yourself into contact with actual people.
Mm-hmm. Face-to-face.
As opposed to perfecting your material, which people can do endlessly.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying at some point in time, quit tinkering with your stuff and start delivering it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I agree with that. Rope, you got to road test it, right? You got to take it out on the, you got to take it out on the road.
Right. That's the only way we're going to know, is that market responding? Is that
that's
a
right.
viable market? I don't know until I try.
The best, the greatest comedians, when you hear them do an HBO special, every one of those jokes have been tried in teeny tiny little comedy shops around the country, and only the ones that worked were kept for the HBOs. They road tested them all across the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I agree with that, and you gotta get out. So you're saying just you know, don't stop clucking over what you're doing and start doing it.
Yes, but I'm also, I think, adding to your point about, you know, looking at what didn't work
yeah.
and doing it better, because usually that also has to do with outreach as opposed to, you know, is my website perfect yet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you need more business, maybe it's not that you need better, prettier stuff. You need to get what you have in front of more people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely something all of us should think about, because there's nothing bad, folks. Nothing bad happens when you meet a prospect or even a suspect. Nothing bad comes from that. Quick break. 20 after. Right back with Elise Bennett. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.